Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Good evening and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Bill Keith. On Community Focus, we talk to people of interest in our community. Our guest tonight is Beth Sablox. Beth is the K-12 Director of Athletics and Activities. She's also taking on the role of Director of Communications, External Relations, and Community Education. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Wow, that's a mouthful, and it sounds like you're going to have your hands full. Congratulations on the new responsibilities.
Thank you. It's an honor to be doing both positions.
You've been in your role as Director of Athletics and Activities for about a year. What have you enjoyed most about your job?
It is really a pleasure to work on something that students are so passionate about. We have 153 sports teams here at the park and over 100 clubs, and that doesn't even include middle school. We've got a lot of kids active every single day, and they're passionate about it, and it's easy to work on things that kids love so much. It's been great work. We've got a lot of great people on staff. We've got super dedicated coaches. We've got people who coach and teach. We've got three fairly new assistant principals of activities and athletics, three really dedicated secretaries. It's a department that's a joy.
I know one of your goals is to get more kids connected to activities and athletics at PCEP. Why is it so important for students to be connected through the different activities and athletics that are here at the school?
So our theme for the year is get involved. There's lots of research that shows that out of the indicators of student success, cradle to career, one of them is being connected to your school. And that's even more important, ironically, than algebra. And although math is important to student success, it has been specifically identified that being connected to your school, in ninth grade specifically, is critical to graduation rates. It's critical to success, to attendance. And so this is really important work.
Do you find that people are shocked by how many co-curricular opportunities there are at the park? Because you mentioned 153 athletic teams and over 100 activities. That's mind-boggling.
There is something for everyone here. It is so fun. If you go to the Foreign Language Hall at Canton on Fridays, you're going to see the Games Club. Literally 100 kids sitting around playing Pokemon and other sorts of games, and they're having a blast. You watch, you know, walk into the gym at any given time, and there's someone in it practicing. Our facilities are a little outdated, and they are completely well used because there's always something going on, both at the park, the middle school. We've got robotics teams at the elementary. We've got five new robotics teams that started this year. You go into the Canton garage and watch Jace robotics team working, they don't go home. So it's exciting stuff.
I think too, if people think back to when they were in school, I think they'll remember that probably most of their very close friendships were people that they were connected with, whether it be on an athletic team or if they were involved in theater or music or some kind of co-curricular thing that connects them to the school a little bit more than just going to class.
Unquestionably, those lifetime friendships that form, those life lessons that you learn outside of the classroom, losing as much as winning. And I can tell you from the adult perspective, any meaningful relationship that I've formed as an educator has been outside the classroom. I love my students inside the classroom, but the bell rings, they go home. It's always the work you put in outside with kids. And those are the alumni that stay in touch. Those are the ones that write you for letters of recommendation 10 years later. Those are the ones you run into and they hug you because those are the relationships that are meaningful. And it's the same for kids.
You've been in the athletics and activities role for about a year. And a lot of stuff happened. You had three assistant principals that are basically new within that time frame. And there was lots of issues that came up. But I imagine as things have been solidified that you probably still have a list a mile long of goals and things that you still hope to accomplish in athletics and activities. What are some of the things that are like at the top of the list that need to be accomplished?
So there was a survey done a couple years ago about the status of athletics and activities, and the goals were laid out for me. So this survey was done by parents, by students, by advisors, by coaches, by administrators, and the goals were really clearly outlined. One was to revise the administrative structure. Two was to be more forthright and clear on finances for the department, and that we are absolutely working on. And number three is to improve facilities. If you look at our facilities compared to our peer districts, they're sorely lacking. And so we're working on efforts in that regard to analyze our facilities both inside and outside, and to come up with a plan to collaborate between public, private, and boosters to see how we can improve our facilities. We were super fortunate that the community supported a bond in 2013, and we're thrilled to say that we're going to see some major upgrades at the varsity field this summer, where we're going to replace the turf, the lighting, the sound system. Last year, we replaced some bleachers, did some upgrades in terms of making things ADA compliant. And so what we're hoping is to start some of the outdoor facility upgrades and then to really form some unity amongst them, hopefully to make some connections with alumni, make some connections with some private donors to help us really make our facilities reflect the great things that are going on here.
You're listening to Community Focus. Our guest tonight is Beth Savlock. She's the Plymouth Canton Schools Director of Athletics and Activities and is now the Director of Communications, External Relations, and Community Education. What interested you in taking on these new roles with communications and external relations for the district?
I think there's a really nice bridge between these two positions. I took the athletics and activities job with the goal in mind of making bridges between those two. They've always been in silos where activities and athletics were treated separately. And some of the work we've done on that is to create a handbook that is consistent for participants 6 through 12 to raise the academic standards, to unify those two so that we have the same standards and the same promotion and the same emphasis on activities and athletics. But part of that work has to do with some external outreach, and that has to do with connecting with alumni. It has to do with looking at facilities. It has to do with partnerships, and the partnerships really excite me. We live in a great community, and our community wants to support us. And those partnerships have evolved from the United Way to the Educational Excellence Foundation, the Canton Community Foundation. We've got a lot of partnerships and foundations out there that are here to help us succeed, and most importantly, to help these kids succeed. So a lot of that work has kind of melted into the communications area. So this job was a natural, I think, next natural step. When the job was vacated by Bob Virgiles, Dr. Meissen asked me if I would help out with some of the communication end, particularly with the writing portions and the outreach. So I've been actually doing the work for a couple months. And by the work, what I mean is we've got a great department that already functions. The radio station is part of this department. It doesn't need any help. It's doing great on its own. We've got a great staff in terms of Mary Hillaley, who's been with the district for years and knows how to publicize this district and does a great job. So I am certainly not the department. What I see as my role in the department is to try and help us take a look at how the world has changed for education in the last 5 or 6 years. We've seen the growth of charters in this area. We've seen the birth rate decline. And so we've had decreased enrollment in this district. And I genuinely believe that the way to help out our district is to promote the great things going on here. We've got two choices in public education. We can either cut spending or we can increase revenue. And our district has cut about as much as we can. We really don't have that much more to cut. So we can raise revenue. And one way is to go to the legislature and ask them to reconsider how public education is funded. And we've got people on that. But we also can look and see what we can control. And what we can control is the number of kids in the seats. And so my focus is not going to be to change the great work that's already happening in this department. Rather, it's going to be to expand a little bit and really focus on the marketing of the great things going on in this district and to try and put more kids in the seats.
One of your big responsibilities you just mentioned will be retaining students for the district, not letting students get out when a parent gets upset at something that happens, or not allowing people to think about other opportunities because they see what great opportunities exist here within the district. Why do you think the district is experiencing this decrease in students?
So the projected enrollment decrease is about 500 students over the next 4 years, I think. And that's a lot of money for our district. That is a lot of teachers. It is a lot of revenue. And the first reason is the birth rate has fallen. Certainly, charter schools have had an impact, but a lot of charter schools have kids outside of our district. So we shouldn't assume that all charter schools are filled with Plymouth Canton kids. We've seen more choices in education. We see homeschooling. We see online education. So there are lots of options out there for kids. It doesn't mean Plymouth Canton's not doing a good job. It just means there are other choices. So, yeah, part of our job is to retain. And we're a massive organization. We are the largest employer in Southeast Michigan. We are public education. We are the fourth largest district. And sometimes people feel like they get lost and their voices don't get heard. And we need to do a better job of personalizing and making people understand that each and every single kid matters in this district. But the other thing we need to do is not just retain current students, it is to attract students that live in our boundaries that don't come here. And a lot of times that's out of fear. They don't know our district. The park is a big place and people are afraid of it. When I moved in this district, my husband and I had the exact same conversation, which is, do we want our kids to go to the park? And I've taught at the park for 20 years, and I can tell you emphatically, this is the place for anyone. There is something for every kid to do here. We have a much less incident of cliques. We have an activity or an athletics team for any single kid. We've got the best curriculum out there. We've got nationally known programs such as this radio program, the culinary program, the robotics program, our marching band. We've got state teams. We have way more choices than any other place. The experience of this district, and it is an experience. We are community focused. We have community support. We have 125 years of alumni out there changing the world. We are not a fly-by-night operation. We have proven results. We're held to the highest standards in terms of testing that charter schools aren't held to. We have oversight from the state that many charter schools don't have. We are the best. So my job is for us to go out there and promote that.
The district has brought together a blue ribbon advisory panel of more than 30 people to attack this issue and as well as many other things. How was the panel brought together and what do you hope it will accomplish?
The Blue Ribbon panel was initiated by Dr. Meissen. He's when he got here, he's somebody that I've seen who has met more people and made more connections in this district faster than anybody I've seen. And he knows that this district is bigger than him. It's bigger than me. It's about these kids. And we need to mobilize every possible avenue to raise up these kids. And part of that needs to be through partnerships. Part of it needs to be through our community members. And these are over 30 community members who believe in our district. They are absolute believers. We have parents of kids who, you know, their kids went through the park. Yesterday, I was at Tonda Elementary. I met the cafeteria manager, Mary Kay, and without any prompting, started raving about our district. She said, my three girls went through Tonda. They went to Pioneer Middle School. They went to Canton High School. My oldest has a PhD in physical therapy. My second daughter has a master's in science. My third is taking her MCAT. She's at Central. This is the best place for kids. And without any prompting, she became an advocate for our district. And that is what we need. That's the word we need to spread. And the Blue Ribbon Panel is a group who are willing to come together, and they're a collection of college professors, of marketers, of parents, you name it, they've got the skills. And so the goal here is to come together as a group and figure out some really cohesive plans to improve the district. And one of those, frankly, is marketing. What do we stand for? How do we get that message out there? How do we improve the lives of kids?
The district also has a student leadership committee that's made up of 4th to 12th grade students. And I know this is a relatively new group. What are they up to?
You got to come see these kids. This is our future. So it's about 100 kids, grades 4 through 12. We have students from every school. We've got three goals with them. One is to develop their leadership. One is for them to be a voice of students in the district. And a third is to leverage the district as a whole to provide some real community service for the district. So our partner on the Student Leadership Council is the United Way. And the students have chosen to support the United Way effort of housing. Kids serve for 2 years, and this will be a two-year effort, but we're going to figure out a way within our district to help the homeless. And they've chosen specifically they want to improve the lives of the homeless. And we haven't chosen a specific project yet. We are working on looking at the organization that we want to partner with. Well, we're partnering with United Way, but we want to do a dual partnership. We have, surprisingly, a pretty significant homeless population in our district, and students didn't know that. At the park, we have 21 homeless students, and in the district, I think we have about 50, and kids want to help. And I've always found that if you make somebody care about something and make it easy for them to help, they always will. And so this council, they're going to be helping with some really important work this year. The district is engaged in equity work and trying to help all students achieve at the college and career ready levelness. So we have some intense training that's going to be happening in the district, and students are going to be a part of that. And the idea is we need student leaders to help make sure that classrooms, playgrounds, hallways, paths between schools are safe for all kids. And so it is going to be through some training with this council. So the council will be called upon in various capacities over the next couple of years to provide leadership in the district.
You've mentioned alumni and the importance of alumni to the district. I know that alumni relations will also be part of your work. What do you hope to accomplish in that area?
So we've graduated kids for over 120 years. The park graduates about 1,200 kids a year. And if you do the math, we have a lot of people out there doing some great stuff. And the goal of an alumni association should always be to improve the lives of current students. And so my goal is to figure out ways to connect the alumni with current students. It can be done through mentoring. It can be done through career days. It can be done through coming out and watching, you know, your teams compete. It can be through donating to the radio program. There are lots of ways that alumni can connect themselves. But the idea here is to extend their work and to bring it back. And we don't need our current kids to reinvent the wheel, but what we need is for our alumni to help pave the way. And so we've got a lot of alumni outreach happening right now, and I'm really excited to get this work going at full throttle. And I just wanted to say one last thing. If there are any alumni out there listening and they'd like to become part of our database and would be interested in taking an alumni survey, they can visit our activities and athletics website, which is gopccs.net. Again, it's gopccs.net, which is a great place to go and see your Rocks, Chiefs, and Wildcat stuff going on for athletics and activities. But there is an alumni survey on that website that will allow you to give some information and to get on our newsletter list and to help become connected to our current students.
Well, thank you very much, and hopefully we'll have some folks that do check that out and learn a little bit more about what's happening now at the district. You've been listening to Community Focus. Our guest has been Beth Savlox, the Plymouth Canton Community Schools Director of Athletics and Activities, and also the Director of Communications, External Relations, and Community Education. Thanks a lot for being here, Beth. We've enjoyed talking to you and learning a little bit more about your work. You can catch Community Focus every Wednesday at 5:45. Right here on 88.1 The Park. Thanks for listening.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.